Corrie Ten Boom was a Christian woman who was imprisoned in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II because she sought to protect the Jewish people. And in that concentration camp, she was subjected to the most horrific of situations and conditions. She was subjected to forced labor, degradation, humiliation, the mockery of the prison guards. She was subjected to the most inhumane conditions, mere starvation, sickness. But she survived, and after World War II, she became a popular speaker in both Europe and North America at Christian conferences. And her main topic of presentation was on forgiveness, the healing power of forgiveness for a war-ravaged land. One night, after she had done such a presentation in Munich, Germany, a man approached her and extended his hand. He said, "Ja, Fräulein, it is wonderful that Jesus forgives us all of our sins, just as you have said." But immediately she recognized in his face the face of a lecherous, loathsome SS guard who had so abused her in that concentration camp. And her arm was frozen at her side. She could not reach out to forgive. In our text, Joseph is confronted with those who had committed atrocities against him, his own brothers, his flesh and blood, who first of all had intended to kill him and then decided to earn a few bucks in the process and sold him to slave traders. He was betrayed as few of us will ever experience betrayal. He was subjected to slavery, imprisonment, forced labor, degradation, humiliation. But here at the point of our text, the tables have been turned. There's been a reversal of fortune. Now Joseph is the vice regent of Egypt, and he holds in his hand the power of life and death over his brothers who had so abused him. And so they come to him, and they beseech him, "Forgive us for our transgression against you. We will even subject ourselves as your slaves." And this is Joseph's response. "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and for your children." Joseph forgave. How could he have forgiven such atrocities? Because he didn't dwell on the evil that had been done against him, but instead he dwelt upon the goodness of God that had been done to him. The way God had redeemed the situation, the way God had taken the affront against him and used it for good, for the saving of many lives, even for the saving of his own life. He was empowered to forgive because of the goodness of God to him. We too face affronts in life. Oh, certainly not as severe as those that Joseph experienced or Corrie Ten Boom. And yet they still hurt. Maybe a friend betrays you, or a classmate ridicules you, or a professor unjustly evaluates your work, or if you are a professor, another colleague snubs you. And believe me, the opportunities for betrayal increase exponentially in the parish. A trusted elder suddenly turns against you. A lady in the women's guild slanders your wife. A fellow pastor in your circuit accuses you of being unorthodox. That hurts. And our natural sinful response is to resent those who have hurt us, to retaliate against them, to seek revenge against them. But we can forgive. And how can we forgive? Not by dwelling on the evil that they have done against us, but instead by focusing upon the goodness of God to us. His infinite grace and mercy to evildoers like us. Because before God, coram Deo, we are no better than the SS guard or Joseph's brothers. And in fact, we are the ones who are the cause of the greatest evil of all that befell God's own Son, Jesus Christ, that was placed upon him, all of us. God in the flesh came and was sold into slavery. He was betrayed by his friends. He was imprisoned, subjected to all kinds of humiliation and mockery of the guards, degradation, and crucified. And on that cross, he declared, "Father, forgive them." And because of the cross, the Father has forgiven us for our transgressions. And now we see this goodness of God, and we receive his forgiveness by faith. And we see that Jesus Christ has transformed this most tragic of days into that which is truly good, the most good of all. And that's why we call it Good Friday, because through it, God has accomplished the saving not just of many lives, but the saving of all lives, the saving of our lives. And as we receive of that forgiveness to us, we become conduits of that forgiveness through us. We can forgive. No, God forgives through us. Corrie ten Boom faced this man who had so abused her, his hand outstretched to her, and she was petrified. She could not move her arm. And so she prayed to the Lord, "God, forgive me, for I can't find the power in myself to forgive." And as she prayed, she sensed anew God's forgiveness for her infinite crimes against him. She sensed his grace that had covered a multitude of her sins. And she reached out and clasped his hand. She could forgive because she was forgiven. We can forgive because we have been forgiven. Amen.